Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Same old bullshit.
Same day, same, different day, whatever.
It's a different day of a different week of the same podcast.
That works. Gamers Do Podcasts coming at you June 21st, 2019. Yeah. Fun and exciting.
Disappointment, to be sure.
Always.
A disappointment, to be sure. The bad memes. Anyway, what in the last 8 days have you been up to?
Nada, really.
That's our catchphrase from here on out, by the way.
Nada, really, or no. 8 days?
What have you been up to in the last 7 days? That's our, like, is it Thursday yet? Yada, yada. That's our, that's now our thing. That's our tagline. Anyway, yes, 8 days, nada, not really.
Yeah, haven't played any games, haven't really had a lot of free time. Game Pass still isn't working, although there was an update on it today, so we'll see when I have free time, if that'll work. I'd like to finish Bomber Crew at some point.
I hear it's like roughly 15 hours.
That's pretty good, actually.
I think, I don't know if that counts, if that's everything, or if that's just the main campaign, or what,
Other than that, just watching anime, doing the anime thing, watching some Netflix. Yeah, that's about it. Looking forward to that that Eva anime when I get a chance. Like, that's likely to happen. I bought the third, like the last movie of the Rebuild series. And I still haven't watched it. Came in the mail like eons ago, and I haven't had a chance to actually watch it. Such is life. How about you?
Par for the course.
Yeah.
I've overcome death.
I don't know what that means, but okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were sick. Food poisoning. Yeah,
what do you mean? You know what I mean. I mean, I finally am able to actually function as a human being and part of society again.
Progress. Comrade,
I didn't say I was a productive human. I'm just able to be more productive. Max, dude, I get it. I love you too. You can come up in the chair if you want to be close, but I can't hold you this whole time because you just want to get down, and it's a whole thing. And then I played, you know, I've been playing the show, the typical one. I tried playing Odyssey again, got like an hour in, maybe an hour and a half, and I was just like, I want to gouge my eyes out with a wooden spoon. So we'll see. I didn't uninstall it, so we'll see. Been playing a lot of Overwatch, some HOTS.
Overwatch, that's a random.
Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm, just because they've been playing stuff with the guys, and that's what they've been playing.
Friends. Yeah. Gross.
What are those like, right? So I've been doing that. Played a little bit of Smash. Todd got me Smash for the birthday. I immediately realized how bad I am at Smash. I've had to change controls. I think the Pro Controller is still garbage. I had some fierce thoughts the first night him and I were playing. We were just playing 1v1s. I'm like, this fucking controller sucks.
Why don't you go to the GameCube controller?
Because I no longer have, if it was in this house, I don't know where it is, and I think it went with the Wii when the Wii went somewhere. the original GameCube controller I had is gone. So I can't buy an adapter, so I'd have to go buy a GameCube controller for the Switch, which I know they have. But yeah, I just have
they're
to
like cheap, too, like $15, I think.
Yeah, I think you get like the wired one for like $25. But either way, I still have to, you know, buy another controller, and I just don't. I don't play Smash enough yet to have that as a justification.
I feel like if you did, though, if you got the GameCube controller, that would just become your main controller.
It probably would, but I still don't need to get there yet.
Yeah.
It's still money I can't justify spending yet.
You keep telling yourself that.
I'm gonna as long as I can, keep telling myself that. I've been playing. So that... and you know what? Screw it. It's Nate's mobile corner. Because he needs to replace FM with something. Not really, but Kenny's gone now, so I probably won't play FM for a few months. So let's talk about some mobile games Nate's been playing. Wizards Unite came out.
Well,
the
Harry Potter
Pokemon Go version Harry Potter game.
Are you uniting all the wizards?
Maybe at some point. I think the game is better than Pokemon Go was at Alpha. Like, not Alpha, I guess, but both their launches. I think it's technically better. It has more stuff in it to do currently. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't know if it's a product of me not giving a shit about Harry Potter. Other than, like, okay, cool. I've read the books and seen the movies. Like, whatever. But I just I don't jerk off J.K. Rowling every chance I get. Like some people I know. Oh my god, you fucking take your Pottermore quiz. I just don't give a shit. Ravenclaw, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, I had to look it up. But it's... I can see a base there, and it leaves me kind of like wanting to do things. Like I want to play it, but I'm just like waiting for there to be a... Because like in Pokemon, the whole idea, the whole concept of Pokemon from the start is to complete a Pokedex. Yes, it's to be the very best like no one ever was. I understand that, but...
Gotta catch them all.
You gotta catch them all. Harry Potter doesn't have a go-catch-them-all thing. So what am I... Like, if it was like, oh, we're gonna build up to defeat dark forces, or, you know, something along those lines. Like, okay, I could understand that, but there doesn't seem currently to be an end goal. It's just like, go retrieve a bunch of shit that we lost to some random magic somewhere. Woohoo! And I'm like, I fucking, okay, I guess, sure. So I'm currently putting a bunch of stamps in this book of things that I recover from the world.
Interesting. So I wonder if they're going to change objectives.
Maybe.
Throughout, maybe. I don't
know. It is interesting because the spawn rate in Harry Potter is much higher than Pokemon Go.
For now.
I'll say for now. To the point where, you know where the fountain is down in town?
Yeah.
So there's Pokestops and gyms in Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
In this, there are inns, greenhouses, I think something else, and towers. The two Pokestops that are right next to my house are inns.
Mm-hmm.
The library in town became a tower, and then there's a greenhouse. So I have one of each, except for I think there's a blue inn. And I don't know what that means, but I've seen it in some people's screenshots, but I have yet to come across one in real life. That's a different thing, though. So I have like one of everything that I can hit. Down by the fountain, so much shit spawns. I stopped there earlier just to catch some stuff as I was going to do some grocery shopping. So I just pulled over in the little pullover area, and I just kind of opened it. I was doing some stuff. Shit was spawning faster than I could keep clearing. So I was like, I don't know if this is correct. There is so much shit here. There's never this many Pokemon here.
Maybe it had to have glitched.
I don't know. It just, there are certain things, the GPS locator in it, I think varies either larger or is less accurate than Pokemon Go, because specifically for my office at work, there's a stop like a couple hallways over from me that I cannot hit from my desk. I have to get up and walk to like the bathroom, and I can hit it from there.
Mm-hmm.
If I open up Harry Potter, I can hit it from my desk. same exact spot. So I don't know if either the location of the stop isn't exactly the same or if the GPS is screwed up a little bit. But I'm not going to complain about it. I mean, I can just hit it so I can do it.
Tinfoil hat is that they have everything amped up for a launch and they're going to slowly tone it down.
Which might not be completely tinfoil, but I also think it's a mix of multiple things. Pokemon Go wasn't incorrectly not expecting as big of a surge as it got. And then they expected a bigger surge with Harry Potter, but it still hasn't.
Yeah.
Like, I've maybe seen one person playing it so far that I can identify as person did that.
So, interesting perspective is Samantha. So, she's the Harry Potter nut. And not a gamer.
She's the one that made me take the Pottermore stuff.
Yeah, and she's not a gamer.
No, she's not. Unless it's a LEGO game.
She hasn't downloaded or tried out the new Harry Potter game because she assumed that it's like all other mobile games where, like, it's forcing you to buy stuff. Like, it has a meter or something that only allows you to play for X amount of time unless you spend money.
So, yes and no, but okay.
So, like, that's what she's like, I'm not interested in it. And I'm like, well, it's like Pokemon Go. It's like, it's from the same people that make Pokemon Go. And she's like, oh.
Like, which Pokemon Go's meter is the amount of Pokeballs you have.
Yeah.
Which this is the amount of spell energy you have.
Mm-hmm. Which is based on, I'm assuming, stops and whatnot.
Or... Right. So you go to the inns and then you do a little spin of the inn and you get a random chance to either gain somewhere between two to ten spell energy. And then you do that once every 5 minutes per inn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you can be gaining fast enough if you are in an area where you are, where a quick walk down to the four corners would basically suffice for you, and then you know, walk back.
Well, her new her job's new building is on Genesee Street, so I'm sure
she'll then she's fine,
no issues.
But yeah, that's that. And then I've been playing. So Auto Chess. Do you know what Auto Chess is? Auto Chess has weirdly taken over.
Yeah.
Minimally, I would say. But it's gotten a big enough following. Mm-hmm. It was initially a mod for Dota that then they broke off and I think made their own thing. Then I don't know if Dota's making their licensed version of it. League of Legends saw what Dota and those guys did and went, ooh, we like money, so they made their version. Well, the guys that did the mod teamed up with somebody for making a mobile game of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been playing the mobile game. It takes like 30 minutes a game. So if I'm just laying in bed or whatever, and it's mindless, so I just like go do some stuff. I'm so far undefeated. Now, I've only played 3 matches.
Mm-hmm.
None of those 3 matches have been close.
You're playing against bots, I'm assuming? Or?
No, I'm pretty sure I'm playing against people. I'm pretty sure people don't know what they're doing. I'm pretty sure the game's not balanced.
Like as in matchmaking?
I don't know necessarily matchmaking or like character pieces aren't balanced correctly. Or like I said, people just don't know what they're doing in terms of stacking things correctly to output the most damage, yada yada. But I was talking to Todd about it the other night and he finally downloaded it. He went undefeated until his second game in ranked. He played a bunch of games the same way that I did in the quick play stuff. Then he played one game ranked, won that, and then played a second game and I think came in second or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, did they just not... Is this not balanced correctly? Because I've never played auto chess up until the mobile game. I've watched a couple of people play it like when it first started and whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of like a whatever. But then I just don't understand how this is so unbalanced. I don't like to think that I'm just that good. I know I'm wrong.
I'm wondering if there is genuine, like there's matchmaking going on and you're just playing other new people who don't have as equal grasp on game mechanics.
Yeah. But I mean, do you just, you have to skip the tutorial and just not read it? Like, I don't understand. I don't know. It's the same thing of the joke of like when I played PUBG Mobile.
Hmm.
And I had 13 kills in my first game, squad game. We won the game. I had 13. My teammate, complete rando, had 9. So, you know, 20, 2 kills between us?
Yeah.
And we won the game and it wasn't even close. Like the people we were playing against, I don't understand. I killed two people with a crowbar when they both had guns. And I'm like, okay, so am I playing against horrible bots, new people that don't know what they're doing? But I also uninstalled PUBG after that so I can walk out. I'm 1-0. I'm a 13 KDA.
I wonder if there's a lot of like latency connection issues as well with mobile.
There very well could be. The game also seemed to run better than the PC, though, so I have no idea. Yeah, that's my that's been my escapades.
Mobile.
I've been meaning to get back into some more Bomber Crew, but I played one more mission. I think before I got sick, I played a mission, and I lost my plane and had to start back over.
Yeah, it's
it gets hectic.
It does. It definitely gets interesting.
Yeah, and it's like I still don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the best way to like micromanage.
Yeah.
Because you can either, you know, like scroll in or spacebar mm-hmm. things, and I'm like, which one makes more sense for me?
I lost my mechanic because he was out in the wing when I was trying to land. Apparently, that's a no-no.
Oh.
I don't know. I
lost an entire engine. So.
No, yeah, but he was trying to fix an engine fire, and I was like, you know, if he can climb out on the wing and fix an engine fire,
then landing should be
then
fine.
Then landing should be fine, and I landed, and he's like, woo, you know, and then that was it for him.
Weird.
Yeah.
I almost ran out of fuel because I had my bay doors open for too long.
Because
I forgot, I opened them to drop bombs or take a picture, I don't remember. And I think I opened them to drop bombs, and I had to take a picture, and I just never closed them before I took the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting in dogfights and just never went back to close them. They're like, by the way, low fuel. And I was like, what the hell? And I glanced at the underside of my plane. I'm like, oh, bomb doors are open. Going to close those.
I have a hard time. It's moving the people around, like, and constantly having people in the right places. That's my issue.
And then somebody starts getting shot, and you're like, all right, you got to go to the medic thing. And then the moment that person goes to the medic thing, you needed them to do their job.
Yeah.
And you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I still don't know how to use the items in the plane. Like, if I grab a health pack, I don't understand. Do I go give that to somebody? Can they just use it themselves? I don't get what I have to do there. But whatever.
Yeah.
It's a...
Figure it out eventually.
Bomber Crew Podcast, episode 2. Here we go.
Yeah. I just need Game Pass to work, then I can actually play games. That'd be nice.
Do you have administrative rights on your own PC?
So baffling.
Shall we get into it with games that you could play right now, Matt, if...
technical difficulties.
If Bomber Crew...
Yes.
Sorry, nope, that's not what I wanted. Games you could play right now while Game Pass doesn't work...
There you go.
You could go somewhere.
You could go to endless scrolling on cell phones. No.
.com. The new releases.
Yay.
Let's Go Nuts for the Switch.
If you don't play as a squirrel, I'm not interested.
The picture had a squirrel.
Okay.
Or a chipmunk or a woodland creature of...
That consumes nuts. Or hides them, perhaps.
I don't know if I necessarily like the phrasing of consumes nuts, but we'll continue.
Get that nut.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night for PlayStation 4, Xbox, and PC. Luna for the PlayStation. Mars Alive for the PlayStation. Vacation Simulator for the PlayStation.
I need that one.
My Friend Pedro. For the PC and Switch. Slender the Arrival for the Switch. Star Wars VR for the PC. That's the Vader Immortal one that was initially Oculus.
Mm-hmm.
Crash Team Racing has made its way to PlayStation, Xbox, and the Switch. Sims 4 Island Living is now out. So you can go be a mermaid and do some other shit.
What the hell were they called? The jet skis.
Aqua Riders? No, Raider. No.
Aqua Zips?
Aqua Zips. Yeah, that's right. Zips. Aqua fucking Zips, man. All right, so I'll take the first one here.
Okay.
We'll skip right into the news. And this isn't even really much of a news thing. This is just us actually catching up after last week when Nate was dying and didn't want to take his time to go over these. So these are the E3 prediction reviews. I've got Matt's open real quick. We'll go through his, and then we'll go through mine. So EA, let's see here. Battlefield will get an update with more factions. This is the only one you got right, so you get a point there.
Yay, 1 point.
Un point.
Un.
Star Wars Sim expansion was wrong, and the Fallen Order gameplay will reveal a major character that fucks up canon. Which it does not, so. The Microsoft conference. Fable reboot. Boo, zero. Next-gen Xbox reveal with a focus on live services. I'd say a half point, but it is a next-gen Xbox reveal. 1 point.
Did I give myself a point in there?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, it says one. I didn't edit your document. A new studio purchase. Which is almost more than like a fucking new publisher purchase, but yeah, one. Halo opened the show. Nope. Fallout 76 goes free to play. Zero. Starfield trailer. Zero. They show a new engine. Zero. They show a new IP. Also zero. Wait, didn't they show a new IP? Yeah, you get that.
No, because those were extra. The fours are extras. Like, they're not.
Okay. I was going to say, because yeah, you'd get one for Ghostwire Tycoon.
Yeah.
All right. Ubisoft conference. Just Dance. One. Splinter Cell. Zero. Ubisoft Game Service. One. Sony conference. Haha. Good jokes. Nintendo conference. New wave of amiibos. Nope. Metroid Prime 4 gameplay. Nope. Switch Sports Fitness. I also don't think happened. Square Enix conference. A new Nier Automata. Zero. A new Deus Ex. Also zero. And a new Resident Evil remaster. Also zero. So Matt's grand total was four? Four?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
If you don't count the...
Yeah, if I don't count the fourth one there.
The extras, yeah.
Yep. All right, so Matt has four. This is the first
That's going to be a tough one to beat, Nate. I don't know if you can do it.
I did not document my own, so we'll kind of have to keep a live tally.
Son of a bitch.
After I hit... If I hit five, we can just stop at that, okay. I guess. Main character from... Or sorry, EA conference. Main character is a former Sith related to the main villain. We don't know that, so zero. They will now show the pack odds. Zero. New map character for Apex.
One.
Microsoft. Forza will have the new Lotus on stage.
No new Forza.
No new Forza and no Lotus. CEO from another company, i.e. Nintendo, will be on stage. No.
I was trying to think if there was anyone.
Schaefer was on stage, but.
Yeah, he's a studio head, right?
Yeah. Not a CEO from one of the other two that I thought I was going to get. Halo ends the show.
It did, didn't it?
No.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was in the middle. I thought it was in the middle.
You can
double check. And then my other one was... This sucks. This is my number four because Cyberpunk release window fall 2020, next gen. But I knew it was 2020, just wrong time frame. So one, potentially two. Bethesda conference. Rage 2 DLC. Got that one. New mobile game. Got that one. Wolfenstein character interaction and Doomguy high fives and action figure. Shit, I don't remember. Doomguy definitely didn't high five an action figure.
I don't think so.
And Wolfenstein character interaction, there wasn't really any.
They didn't really show a lot of Wolfenstein stuff.
There was the gameplay, like, quick throughs, but I don't remember there being any character interaction, so I'll take the two out of there. Ubisoft conference. Roller Derby has For Honor-style mechanics. It does not. Watch Dogs 3 shows gameplay, and during it, hacks a double-decker bus, and the bandana mask is Union Jacked. Nope. And then a new IP that was not Roller Derby. Did I get that one?
What was it?
A new IP from Ubisoft that was not Roller Derby.
Yeah. Gods and Monsters or something.
Oh,
right?
That's right. Gods and Monsters. Yep. And technically, I guess Mac's new show. Rob McElhenney's. Sony conference. Sony will show up somewhere in somebody else's conference. Nope. Nintendo, there will be at least five Bowser references. I should have watched it for this one. There will be at least five Bowser references that are not just Doug's name. I probably got that one, but I don't know 100%. Oh, shit, we needed to watch this. Damn it. new Switch SKUs, and then three game minimum from other publishers, not normally Nintendo. Shit.
I don't know anything about Nintendo's conference, but
if we can at least verify Halo, I can just go to 5 and we can be moving on.
I'm going to say yes, because
I thought it was in the middle. I didn't think it ended the conference.
I mean, do you consider it playing at an hour and 32 minutes and the conference is an hour and 37 minutes long?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess if that's the case. I thought it was way sooner than that.
I don't think there's anything after it. That's the thing. So, like, it doesn't, like, it's probably just them being like, burr, 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 burr. Enjoy the show.
All right, so that'll be 5. But we will take the Square Enix conference. The Avengers game is played similarly to GTA 5. We don't know that. What did I say? Shenmue shows up somehow. I don't think Shenmue showed up there. It showed up at the PC Gamer show.
Mm-hmm.
And Final Fantasy 7 release date, I also get.
So you got 6, 7?
6. 6, and then not counting Nintendo, because I didn't actually watch the direct.
I don't know. Although I did see some weird videos with Bowser.
I saw a lot with Bowser, and I know there were potentially 3 games pulled onto the Switch. I know there were no Switch SKUs, so I believe I'm at 7 or 6 or whatever, with the potential to go to 2 more.
Well, there you go.
There you go. There's your recap. Let's get to the actual news. Read by not me.
Okay. British members of Parliament questioned executives from Epic Games and EA during a Commons inquiry into immersive and addictive technologies. We could spend a whole podcast on this alone, so I pulled out some quotes that I thought were interesting. The first one is from Damian Collins, who is a member of Parliament. He said, quote, "If I was a parent who was concerned about my child's use of Fortnite, I think listening to your testimony would not give me any encouragement at all that this is an issue that you cared about," end quote. Epic Games General Counsel Cannon Pence claimed it was inaccurate to define Epic as a company which makes money from people playing its games. Damian Collins again responded with, quote, "You're not a charity," end quote. I really enjoyed that one. From EA's Carrie Hopkins, who is the Vice President of Legal and Government Affairs, the fan favorite, quote,
everybody was rooting for her.
Yeah. Quote, "We don't call them loot boxes. We call them surprise mechanics," end quote.
So to not go into an entire podcast where Nate just rips this whole fucking meeting apart. I agree, Max. Max knows that surprise mechanics are the worst fucking thing I've ever heard.
So it's really refreshing, first off, to read through a political inquiry like for the House of Parliament, which is, you know, similar to Congress and the U.S., obviously, similar to the House of Representatives. It's so refreshing to read conversations of elected representatives not letting people off the hook on shit and knowing what the fuck they're talking about in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah,
like,
roughly.
Like, some of the stuff that they were saying back and forth.
Good old Weiser Graphite on the roof.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, a bunch of the MPs, man, they were like, not taking shit. And they're like, "We know what the fuck we're talking about. Like,
yeah,
get out of here."
We call
the one, I'll just rip it off real quick. And I didn't want to write it down because it was a really long exchange. But at one point, the same guy who's been, I quoted a couple times, was like, "We know that you're tracking all the data from all the people using your game. There's no way you're telling the truth by saying you don't have the answers to these questions we're asking you," was fundamentally what he said.
Right.
In a somewhat a little bit more political way.
Yeah.
And I was like, I read that and I was like, oh my God, they can talk like that to people? Like,
it's the part where it's my line of questioning. Like, that sounds really weird, mm-hmm. but I love to be super direct, especially if I know the answer I'm asking you. Like, hey, do you know this? No. How about you fucking try that answer again? And next time, don't lie to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one more chance to save yourself while I ask this to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask it slower and more concise. Do you have loot boxes in your fucking video game? Oh, we call them surprise. Get him the fuck out of here. Put him in jail. I don't want to see him ever again.
Gulag, comrade.
Yeah. Do they still have that thing in Russia? Put him in it. Fuck him. It's, oh.
Yeah.
We call them surprise mechanics. You know what else I call a surprise mechanic?
I didn't want to go there.
I can't do it. There's a lot of things I could call surprise mechanics. Oh, you know what we call surprise mechanics? The fries on the meal you ordered.
It was
surprise,
good.
Surprise, you can't fucking leave the game unless you give me $15 more to buy the DLC for the exit button. What? Also, this goes back to the entire EA's obviously just forever going to get shit on for everything they've ever done.
Yeah.
And they're going to continue to get shit on because of dumb fucking comments like this. And EA or Epic's not exactly helping themselves in that conversation. Oh, we don't really profit off people. What the fuck are you talking about, you dumbass? To say that line is almost incriminating themselves in multiple levels, because if you're going to tell me that and then use the argument that we make money off our microtransactions, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have the problem about the lawsuits with the microtransactions all over again, because you're fucking stupid.
That was a funny bit that it seemed to appear like EA was looking stupid because their answers to questions were stupid.
Yeah.
Epic just made themselves look epically guilty because they refused to answer questions.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so you're not answering the question, not because you don't know the answers, because you don't want to tell us the answer.
Right. And the EA thing of, like, they've been getting shit on and shit on. One of the other examples of them getting shit on this week, and I don't know if we have it in here, but it was what was discussed right after, or kind of right after during the E3 week of revealing that Breath of the Wild sequel was in development, was because a lot of the devs on it were having so many ideas that Nintendo deemed them too many for DLC, so they would just make a game out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the confused Jackie Chan of EA going like, too many ideas for DLC? What?
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I just like, yeah, because EA sucks.
They're not doing themselves any favors.
No, they just keep making themselves worse and worse. And this was the big thing, is like, I like that they said surprise mechanics, and the MPs are just like, you guys can go fuck yourselves. Like, that doesn't make any sense. You think we're dumb? Your consumers are smarter than we are about what you just said. They're going to lambast you guys.
They tried to use the comparison of, like, the blind bags, toy blind bags.
Toy blind bags are loot boxes.
Yeah. Well, they tried to use that comparison as saying, like, you know, like, it's exciting for people to open the blind bags and see what they get. And that's, like, why, you know.
My favorite part is that none of, like, for some reason, there were a lot of comparisons to the, I've got to move this conversation on, but there were a lot of comparisons to the smoking industry circa, like, the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
When they're just, for some reason, deciding that this is a hill to die on and refusing to acknowledge any of the science or anything that's behind it. Like, no, we're fine. Don't worry about it. Like, yes, but these things are going to kill people and give them, nope, never heard of it. Cancer? What's that? You get HIV by touching people. Like, that's the stance we seem to be taking, where they just want us, this is the hill they want to start dying on, is loot boxes, when they could just take them out of the game or make a game that actually is not terrible with them, i.e. Overwatch, and just be okay. Yeah. But no, they have to be so unbelievably fucking greedy with all of it. Oh.
Listen, if they want to pick that hill to die on, go for it.
I hope they die on that hill. I'll dig the hill higher for them. I'll throw dirt on them.
Classic.
These fucks, man. Number three. Speaking of fucks, Blizzard. Blizzard's global esports director, Kim Fan, is leaving the company. Kim Fan began working for Blizzard as a producer for online technologies before working her way up the ladder to become the global esports director. This news follows closely behind the departure of the Overwatch League commissioner. An anonymous... Didn't Kim supposed to take over that spot, right?
I don't remember. Or like,
was to oversee it in the meantime, I think.
I think so, yeah.
An anonymous source inside Blizzard said the following... Quote, right now there's a feeling that a lot of the senior management just don't understand esports, but there is no room for negotiating with these people. They are convinced their vision, which is more in line with televised sports, is the right way to go, and it has just made people miserable, end quote.
Sadness.
Despair and sadness.
Yeah.
The only thing that Blizzard has as a successful esport in-house is Overwatch.
Yeah, which probably,
so
it just,
they canned Activision, like the Call of Duty stuff is run by MLG for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
StarCraft is run not by Blizzard.
Yeah.
Heroes of the Storm, they canned. Overwatch is the only thing they have, not counting, I guess, like WoW Arena and WoW Mythic runs and stuff, but that's different.
Unless they're going to try to do their own leagues with the ones that have leagues already.
Maybe.
Which would be stupid.
But it's like, if you're gonna do something like that, you need to actually not do it like televised sports.
Yeah, which obviously is not their plan. All right, we have a small update from what seems like a long time ago. While going over some of EA's financial results from the last fiscal year, we had assumed, like everyone else, that Patrick Sutherland had kept his $20 million bonus when he left EA. I don't know if you remember that. That was the big please stay with us bonus.
I remember $20 million.
Apparently, that's not the case. The money was moved into a pool that's used for things like new hires. Also, CEO Andrew Wilson and his direct executives declined performance bonuses. How very Japanese of them.
I can't wait to watch them commit seppuku live on TV.
That'd be lovely.
Good old Man in the High Castle style.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen Man in the High Castle. It's on my list of things I should watch.
I think it's one of the Japanese officers early in season one commits seppuku.
This is very random, but do you follow Jeremy Clarkson on? Do you have Instagram?
No.
Okay. So
I have nothing of the Facebook machine.
Jeremy Clarkson posted a photo. I don't know why I thought of him when we were talking about this. Posted a photo of him with James May and Richard Hammond riding bikes.
Yeah, they're supposed to be filming the first of their series.
Mm-hmm. I saw the photo and it was the three of them all kind of like lined up on their bikes. And I was
Vietnam all over again.
And they were like, they all looked very happy. And I was like, this gives me a good feeling on the inside.
I do always feel like, though, it's one of those with the three of them where it's like, I'm hanging out with my friends doing what I like.
Yeah.
I give a shit what I'm in. I could be in this rickety thing that I put together out of an airdrop crate. Still hanging out.
Still, that's probably one of their best vehicles, honestly.
Oh, in terms of just sheer durability.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want one airdrop to my house. Number five. GameStop has announced their top 10 most pre-ordered games that were revealed at E3, and I guess they are still relevant enough for the data to matter, albeit barely. So here's the link, and it turns out that three people pre-ordered one game, two people another, one people for the rest of all of them, because nobody shops at fucking GameStop anymore. Matt actually has the data, so
yeah, here we go. I'll rip it off real quick here. This is the top 10 games pre-ordered at GameStop. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, number one. Two is Pokemon Sword and Shield. Three is Final Fantasy VII Remake. Four is Cyberpunk 2077. Five is Borderlands 3. Six, The Legends of Zelda Link's Awakening. Seven is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Eight is Gears 5. Nine, Super Mario Maker 2. 10 is Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled.
That's a weird one because I assume it was people that were like, all right, it's officially coming out next week so I can hurry up and get the pre-order in to get my pre-order bonus. That's my guess anyway with number 10. GameStop's concept for... Matt.
I guess you could put it in air quotes. For, and then quote that.
Quote the word for?
No, for, quote the revealed at E3.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's just poor
GameStop's
editing.
Concept for revealed at E3 is very loose, as we knew about most of these before going into E3. Thinknum, interesting name, a data gathering and analysis company, monitored GameStop and Amazon's web traffic, I can't fucking speak, between June 10th and June 14th, so they have a more accurate idea of what people are excited about. They found that at GameStop, Cyberpunk 2077 was by far the most pre-ordered inside the E3 window, and Amazon was a different story. Final Fantasy VII Remake was the big title, because all those people think that game is actually coming out in the spring of next year. Said Nate Killian.
Do you want to make a hot take on when you think it'll get pushed to?
Or when I think the announcement will come out that it got pushed?
Either one. Whatever you want to, you know, make a hot take on.
I think they push
on.
It to the fall.
You think they push it to the fall?
Their current release date is end of fiscal for them.
So if they're going to push it.
It's going to go out of fiscal.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they'll just say, fuck it. Let's just throw it in the fall.
Yeah, let's throw it in the fall because then we have another window to push it till another fiscal. And then we just fuck it all over again. And then the best part will be that it won't even be the first. Here's my other hot take, and it's also probably the true one, that if they release that game at the end of fiscal, you know, March or whatever, it will only be like episode one. It will not be the full game. The full game will not be out at that point. And so they'll be like, all right, so yeah, we released it. Good luck on seeing fucking episode two in the next 5 years.
I don't understand how I'd never played Final Fantasy VII, so I don't know how you do that. Episodic, like I feel I like it's isn't it an RPG
know,
like
don't want to know
semi-open
couldn't
world
explain it
okay
I Fuck don't it. Give I don't give a shit about Final Fantasy.
I don't either.
I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't give a shit about Final Fantasy, and therefore I don't give a shit about Kingdom Hearts. I don't give a shit about a lot of Square titles because they're all very Japanese, and it's just not
my thing.
It's not a thing I'm into. Like some
the some most Japanese I'll consider is like Dark Souls ish but
yeah, or
then,
like Sekiro, or which is also still it's a FromSoft game. I mean, I've played some, you know, but it's just like I don't know. I tried playing Lost Sphere for a while, and even that I got a little bit through, and I was just like, nothing's really kicking it for me.
Yeah,
I'm not getting that pull that I want. Hopefully, Ghostwire Tokyo,
yeah,
does me something fun.
Definitely is a lot of hype around that one.
Hopefully it tickles my insides. But not in the bad way, like I think the game actually will. Ooh. Like Cthulhu tickling my insides. Sunken City comes out next week. Be ready for it.
You getting that?
No. I do want to watch somebody play it, though. Because it's Lovecraftian.
Yeah. I was thinking about... I kind of have a realization today. I was thinking while I was like aimlessly walking around doing work stuff. I was like, man, I wish I could play more video games, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, you know what? I should just, like, give up on trying to play video games and, like, maybe play, like, one game every once in a great while and just watch people play video games.
It's an easy way to understand a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things I don't plan on playing, especially when it comes to indie stuff, and I will just watch a bunch of usually smaller streamers, obviously. Yeah. Jam out to some indie things. I'm like, all right, cool. I see what this game is about. Mm-hmm. Like, my friend Pedro takes like 2 hours. I've already watched it played.
Okay.
I'm like, it looks like a lot of fun. All right.
Yeah.
That being said, what we could also do, though, is we could, like, splitsies Sunken City and record us playing it.
Mm.
And then just force ourselves to watch Chernobyl, record a podcast, record a video game, and then send you home.
Yeah. True. I would be willing to do that on a weekend that I'm not working.
Yeah, sure. that's the big kick.
Or
on a day that's not Saturday. Am I right, folks?
Number six, in a move that surprises... This is political, by the way. In a move that surprises...
We haven't been there yet, this podcast.
We'll just get everything in there. In a move that surprises no one, U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders endorsed game industry unionization. Whew, it's a rough one. Via Twitter, he said, quote, the U.S. video game industry made $43 billion in revenue last year. The workers responsible for that profit deserve to collectively bargain as part of a union, end quote.
Thoughts that somebody in Bernie Sanders' party just said, like, hey, you should really talk about this.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I don't know what we're talking about.
For some reason,
also, my Bernie Sanders is Doc Brown. I don't really know why, but he needs 1.21 gigawatts.
Some intern, a quarter of his age, was like, hey, you should really say this.
Yeah, you should really say something about these game developers really deserve to have lightning strike the courthouse. Now that I think about it, they're actually not that far off from each other. Doc Brown and Bernie Sanders.
They're really not.
Both is insane. So, number 7, Amazon Game Studios is a thing, but no one would blame you if you've forgotten because they've been extremely quiet. And I would blame you because Matt and I have talked about this before and you should have an encyclopedic knowledge of what we've talked about.
Ugh.
That's scary. You remember what we said in episode 3? Yeah.
I don't.
Somebody can call me out on a lot of shit I've said. I won't remember what I've said after this.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what we talked about last episode.
I get told I said things during the week, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, in the podcast. I'm like, what?
You have no proof?
I was like, you're going to need to send me a timestamp so I can listen to that again, because I don't remember what I said. Yeah, can you explain what you said at 1435? Nope.
Shut up, nerd.
Yeah. Pick it up, nerd. There's been a couple of reports this week that talk about the difficulties that they are having. First, Kotaku reported that, quote, dozens, end quote, of employees were being laid off from Amazon Game Studios as it canceled multiple unannounced projects. The employees were told that they had 60 days to find positions internally, then they'd be given severance packages. Finally, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Amazon developers are having a hard time with their in-house game engine, which is called Lumberyard. One of the specific issues mentioned is that Lumberyard wasn't designed with multiplayer in mind. The various problems are so bad that Amazon is allowing in-house studios to use other game engines. Aw, shit.
At least they're letting them use other game engines, unlike certain companies.
EA, cough, cough, you fucking psychopath, cough, cough, unless your name is Respawn, cough, cough.
I'm still holding true to the fact that Respawn just did it without seeking...
Even afterwards, like, Jedi Fallen Order is not in fucking either.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, do you care about that, Amazon? I don't know. I feel like they're out of it.
I've always found it interesting that they were doing the Lumberyard thing to begin with and whatever. I think it's super naive of them to have built the engine without thinking about multiplayer.
Yeah, that's kind of a bizarre choice. They're just like so far behind everyone else, I feel like, at this point. The only thing they really have going for them is their like crazy cloud services, which I'm really surprised they haven't done some sort of streaming thing like everyone else did.
Well, they own Twitch, so.
Yeah, true. True.
There's your streaming something.
Yeah. I was thinking like a game streaming service, but they own
Twitch.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, so I guess that for them, high tides raises all boats, all ships.
Yeah, and Twitch Prime, and yada yada, and Twitch Prime games every month, along with all the other deals, like codes and stuff that you can put into games. Like I can put a code into Division currently to get baseball gear so I can wear a catcher's mask as my mask. Did I do it? You fucking bet your ass I did. Do I also have the gunner? You fucking bet your ass I do.
Oh, yeah, because you have the season pass. Have you been playing that at all? Did you try the gunner out?
Did I boot it up? Yeah. Did I try the gunner out? No. Did I realize that all my talent points for my specializations were reset? Yes. Did that make me log off? Also, yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Do I have to just reallocate them? Yeah, it's not going to take me that long. But did I want to do it right then?
You... No, because they're specific to each thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like my grenade one that I was done with, I had gotten everything unlocked for it. It just took all the points out. So I have to put them all back in. I think it added 5 points somewhere.
That's weird.
Like 5 potential points you can get somewhere. But I was just like,
I don't want to deal with this. Yeah.
I don't want to have to re-click this shit. Fuckers.
Yeah.
It's annoying enough when back in the day, Matt, you'll understand this. This is a classic WoW thing. When your talents would reset, when you had three trees and you had a shit ton of points and everything, your talents would reset, and you're like, I don't want to fucking re-click all these. Now, though, your talents reset. Ooh, whoop-de-doo. It's like six clicks. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But back then, it's like, I got to click this 40 times. I want to die. Anyway, continue.
I was looking something up because I thought there was, speaking of WoW, I think there was a WoW Classic was doing an open beta at some point, I think.
Ooh, cool, because I have access to that, obviously. Open beta. We all do.
I'm just trying to pull up when it was. They're doing a stress test. I don't know. Whatever. Figure it out later, I guess. Number 8, Take-Two chairman and CEO, Strauss Zelnick, expects...
Air Strauss.
Get that money, Air Strauss. Okay. CEO Strauss...
I ain't going around beating any more women, Air Strauss.
That wasn't terrible.
I can't. Arthur's so hard to do. I mean, Micah's... Or not Micah. Fucking Dutch is hard to do, too. But I'll thank you. I've been doing a Buon Somdi lately because that's been. I saw a picture of him that some artist did on Reddit. And
who?
Buon Somdi. He's the technically the Loa of Death, like the god of death, and like a. I think he actually exists as a lore thing somewhere of like a southern area, but he's the troll. The troll in WoW believe in Loas, like spirits and stuff like that. And he's the one of death, and he's just a jokester and trickster,
like Loki, essentially.
One someday.
Interesting.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a psychopath. What do you want?
Yeah, that's true. Strauss Zelnick expects shorter gaps between video game releases. GameIndustry.biz spoke with him at E3, and this is what he had to say about release timing. Quote, I don't see it expanding further. In fact, I would expect it, in many instances, it may compress. I think you're right in that our ability to engage with consumers, on an ongoing basis has resulted in some less pressure on getting to market with an all-new title. And we believe in resting titles as a great thing. I was a real outlier 12 years ago when we said we don't think it makes sense to annualize non-sports titles, and now most people would agree, end quote. He also commented on recent trends in production affecting the games themselves. Quote, it's possible that games may be a bit shorter than they were in certain instances. It's possible that the ability to deliver content on an ongoing basis for a long time after an initial release of a hit would make that, perhaps that initial release, wouldn't be as long in terms of number of hours of gameplay as previously had been demanded in a world where that was all you were getting, end quote.
Oh, that's a quote.
Wordy son of a bitch.
He is. Damn, Air Strauss.
Air Strauss. Seems on point, I guess. Seems he basically is just saying, like,
yeah, it all makes generic sense.
Stuff.
The thing I wish he was a real outlier about now is that we also don't need to annualize sports games.
Yeah,
I've said that for the last couple of years. We don't fucking need to annualize sports games. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Speaking of Nate's dominance, number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Quick little update on the PUBG Mobile replacement in China. Oh, wait, never mind. This has nothing to do with Nate's dominance.
Well, somewhat.
A marketing research firm that specializes in Asia predicts that Tencent will make $1 billion off of Game for Peace, which, if anybody remembers Game for Peace, is the answer to no shooting in PUBG.
Yeah, which apparently it's also called Peacekeeper Elite. I don't know if there's like a translation thing going on there. But
I like that one even more. Peacekeeper Elite. You're the elite forces that keep the peace.
Yeah.
That's show some everyone serious your
propaganda.
Love.
Like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, all of China currently is a ton of propaganda. Fun fact about China, if we want to get political, they're in a fucking shit show right now.
With also, Hong Kong, you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is China right? Yeah. Well, that's complicated. Hong Kong's technically a separate, it's like Washington, D.C. kind of.
Or the Vatican.
Yeah. It's like it's separate. It's a separate entity.
But equal.
Yeah, but it's still like it has ties with China and there's some treaty in place and that's why there's all this stuff going on. It's crazy.
So let's put it this way. Let's bring it back to video games. There was in the, I think, a patch coming out this week or whatever in the patch notes, I think, for WoW. Somebody pulled it from somewhere. I don't remember if they data mined it or whatever. That there were new profanity filters going in on the Chinese servers.
Yeah.
Blocking out anything to do with the Hong Kong stuff.
Yeah.
That and there was were now considered profanities.
Yeah, and there was ones a couple weeks ago for Tiananmen Square.
Yep.
As well.
That's censorship, people. Welcome to the fucking real world, jackass.
Yeah. And like, their social credit system is what kills me, like that whole thing.
Yeah. Basically real life Instagram.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You want to be an influencer, man, move to China.
Or
where that is, where that is all you're worth is your influence.
Yeah.
I'm an influencer. Bitch, I got a place for you to go. You let me know how much you influence them. Oh. Anyway. That has been the Gamers 2 podcast for June, whatever fucking today is.
I mean, I think it's technically the 22nd, right? But
yep,
it's
22nd.
You guys don't need to know that.
You don't need to worry about it. That's for my own record keeping. And I'm not going to delete this part out of the podcast because I only delete when I have to use the bathroom 18,000 times in an episode.
It happens.
I was dying.
I'm sure it was pretty miserable.
But now I'm back. And I'm better than ever.
There's some irony in like the fact that like last weekend you had like crazy like food poisoning and then this weekend like you're it's I don't know why I find this ironic, but your fridge is full of beer now. So like,
oh yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm alive, I've lived. Let me drink all this beer.
Let me kill myself. Yeah. It's
not that you try to drink all of that.
Especially not in one sitting, and especially the like the variety ones. No way.
Yeah, that would be, you'd feel like death again.
Yeah. I'd feel like Boston all over again when I didn't drink the same beer at all and I had 10 beers.
Ugh, just thinking about that makes me like...
Oh, it was bad. I think the worst part, like I've said on this podcast, I'm pretty sure the worst part was that I got a bad Heineken as my last one. I'm pretty sure the Heineken was wrong.
That's a, so unpopular opinion here. I'm not a fan of flights for that reason.
I like flights because they're the smaller dose than what I did.
Yeah, but it's always the mixing that does it. It's not.
But all right. So when I was in North Carolina visiting the family for the holidays, I did double flights at a restaurant. So I did 8 different beers.
Mm-hmm.
I was fine. I was all good. It was small doses. There were still some super weird ones. That strawberry milkshake, man, I still can't get it out of my head. It was a strawberry milkshake beer that tastes like a fucking strawberry milkshake. Weirdest. Like, my mind didn't know what I was having put in me. It was super weird.
It's awkward.
Right? It's also weird phrasing. But that didn't, like, upset me. Now, if I had gotten those all fulls, I would have died.
Yeah, but, like...
But...
Mm-hmm.
Usually, depending on where I am, if I'm at a place... Like, what I would have liked to do in Boston, but the place didn't do it, is if I got a flight to, pick 4 that I'm unsure of. And it's the same thing I've done with other bartenders before.
Like sampling.
I've gone to other bartenders before and been like, I have no idea. Like, I don't even know what some of these are. And some bartenders are like, oh, do you want to try some? And I'm like, yeah, you're cute. Just literally serve me whatever you want. Like, I don't give a shit. I have a horrible time saying no. Go for it. And then I end up, dead on the bar. But
yeah.
I've done it before where it's just like I use a flight as almost a sample to figure out what I would rather, mm-hmm. what I want to stick with for that night.
It's the idea that like,
if I'm having dinner, a mm-hmm. flight is fine. But if I'm doing it just to drink, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Or the flights, like excessively large flights, I don't like either.
Right.
There was a,
there's definitely a happy medium flight, like a shot flight too small. Mm-hmm. You don't get anything out of it.
Yeah.
But I don't need to have a fucking 8-ounce flight.
They don't do it anymore, but one of the little microbreweries in Cooperstown, well, near Omegang, did like a 14 beer flight.
How big were the flights?
It was a normal flight glass, so like, you know, like, I don't know, 5 ounces. Not yeah, 5 ounces, little, but like 4 ounces, I think is what they are.
Like the flutes.
Yep. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or like, there's a winery in the Finger Lakes that when you do a tasting, it's 17 wines.
Yeah, don't take me to a winery. I'll tell you right now, if we ever want to do an alcohol trip, I will not go on a wine trip with you guys.
You don't like wine?
I will end up with a fucking headache.
Oh, the nitrites?
So bad. Yeah, we'll be done with the first one, and I'll be like, I'm done. I'm just going to take a nap and bitch this entire time.
It never used to be a problem, and then when I got like older and I started having heartburn, then it became a problem. Yeah. And now I can't really do like...
Beer fest with you guys all day.
Yeah.
And I still think we should go to Burlington and just hang out like in September or something.
I would love to go to Burlington.
Go there for like a weekend, like even just a Saturday to a Sunday. Drive up early Saturday. It's only like a, you know, couple hour drive for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just drive here, leave your car. We take literally this road, shoot up over the, the lake and just go to Burlington, hang out Saturday, eat, drink, party in random bars with a bunch of random people, sleep, wake up Sunday, have brunch, drive home.
We should go when college is out of session.
Out of session? Then we have to go in July.
Because then, like, we get townies and we wouldn't get the college kids.
Yeah. Or we go in college and we go still to townie bars where there's less college people, but only the cool college people.
Could do that. Or we could just
don't go to the scene bars.
We could just go to the scene bars, hang out with all the college kids, and then, you know, maybe we'll find a lovely, beautiful college-age girl.
Or what we do is what we know we would do is we would go to the scene bars and then just sit in the corner fucking hating everybody.
That's, yeah, just talking shit about everyone, like people watching.
Fuck you. You look like a... Why is this still in the podcast? Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.